Welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. I am very pumped and excited for our conversation today. Without you knowing, we've been talking for a while, just kind of trying to navigate through some conversation, and I think we're just going to continue the conversation. But I do want to invite you all, for those of you who call the Rock Church and World Outreach Center your home, we are very excited. The season that we are in, it is our birthday coming up, and we love to celebrate.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, all that God has done. And one of the ways that we celebrate is by bringing our birthday miracle offering. So again, we want you, we've been encouraging people to pray about what that looks like, to bring your best gift unto the Lord as we celebrate a birthday. And so again, if you're listening, come on, let's believe for God to do something amazing, not just for our birthday's sake, but really for what we want to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Because what that really means for us, and when we bring an offering and when we bring tithes, we are in a financial series here at church. So what we want to do today is kind of have a continuing conversation of tithes, offerings, giving. Pastor Dan is doing such a great job. I feel like he is, without always just addressing some of the challenges people have had, directly, but saying, hey, maybe you've heard this kind of conversation or this kind of teaching, because there's a lot of teaching, Pastor Jess.
Tons.
And there's a lot of opinions and a lot of thoughts, and we got right from the Word of God what God is saying.
Right.
And I think what you and I want to talk about today is the why, and what does it look like on the other side, the backside of the gift. And when I've, you know, because people have heard a lot of things, and people get reluctant with giving, and hey, more is blessed to give than to receive. You have so many testimonies, and I want to kind of just open it up for you to share what you've seen firsthand on the other side of this. Like, why is it more blessed to give to receive? And so is it, oh, you can say that because you have money, or you're rich, or you're blessed, or wait, I can't afford to tithe. And we always said, I can't afford not to.
Right.
So welcome, Pastor Jess, to our conversation today.
Good topic.
And so, I know you have so many testimonies, but I just want to kind of open up to you and to share.
Well, I would say, you know, I went to go get gas the other day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. And then I needed to get my car washed, but I didn't have time to wash it myself. So I was like, I'll just get one of those little, you know, the ones you go through the car. And like, I'm complaining the whole way while I'm going through the car. $120 to fill up my tank and, you know, to wash my car. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm texting Dan all this stuff. No response. You know, and I'm just like, we're all feeling it. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about tomatoes being $15 and some basil the other day. And I just want to say shout out to everybody who did buy me basil.
Oh, really?
And bought me a tomato plant, but I have to wait now. Now I have to wait for those tomatoes.
So you give me the gift of waiting.
Yes, Pastor Teresa's message. I'm waiting for those tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I do think that we are in a very hard time and season in life, like everyone across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know in my adult life. I don't know if I know a time where we weren't believing God for finances at some point. I can't be like, oh, wow, I remember just like when I had to believe God for this. Yeah. I feel like I'm always believing God for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's something with our kids or something with the church or something, you know, in our personal finances. It's always something.
Yeah.
And I think like that's that good fight of faith.
Yeah.
That's, you know, where God talks about that good fight of faith. And sometimes I think we think that once we get that answered prayer, we get that extra money in the paycheck, or we get that bill paid off. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what happens? That money goes somewhere else really quickly. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If only. I've had this. If only I had this. Yes. Like, oh, wait. Then you get it. And
Yeah. It's so frustrating. So I think money is a tense conversation because it brings so much frustration to a marriage.
Yeah.
Brings frustration to a single person. Mm-hmm. Brings frustration to a business.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone can relate.
Everyone is touched by this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think it's only fitting that God actually talked about the topic.
Yeah.
And so I think Pastor Dan, shout out to Pastor Dan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have never heard him teach so well.
Mm-hmm.
His gifting is teaching. And I think that he took a very hard topic last week.
Yeah.
And really made it easy to understand.
Yeah. It goes without saying, make sure you go check it out.
Yeah, go back and get it. Because
just last weekend, it was amazing.
Yeah. And so we've been talking about generosity. Then we were talking about why we tithe, you know, how God talks about the tithe in the Old and New Testament.
Yeah.
For those of you that are like, no, she's wrong. Go ahead and listen to the message.
Yeah.
Go back. So I think like the topic of money is a big deal. And we all have to live with it every day. I've heard many people say, well, you're just rich. Mm-hmm. You guys are rich. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I am rich in Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you look at our life, it looks rich. Mm-hmm. But I would argue back and say, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference. Yeah, I'm rich in Christ.
Pour that out. Give that.
But I'm blessed because of Christ. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, I'm blessed because of who I am or who my parents were. No, I'm blessed because I serve God. Mm-hmm. In a specific way.
Yeah.
And I do things God's way.
Yes.
Dan and I got married. We were both poor. Mm-hmm. We had nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I was just telling the girls in the office about when he went in to go find that job and I was sitting outside waiting for him. Well, our car had no air conditioning in Oklahoma in July. If you don't know what that means, that means like humidity 1,000%.
Oh, man.
And heat 1,000%, which we understand hot heat, right? We understand dry heat, but like... hot and wet is like a whole different beast. And so
there's no relief from
it
that.
Was horrible. Yeah. And I didn't have a cell phone back then and we didn't know where we were. Like, so I'm like, if I leave him and come back, like he's not going to know where he is. He's not going to be able to call me. I have to sit here. I sat there for 3 hours because he needed a job so bad. And so as I sat there, sweat dripping down, I didn't know he was in interviews and that this dude was just slipping into a job. Thank the Lord for that favor.
Yeah.
Right? And then he ran out to the car and he said, get in there. They're going to hire you too. And I'm like, what? And so like, I went in, I interviewed, I got a job.
Yeah.
What was that? That's not rich. Mm-hmm. That's blessed.
Yeah.
That was favor. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept getting raises.
Yeah.
Other people weren't getting raises. I'm training managers. Yeah. They can't make me manager because I had school full time. So they were like, can you just keep training the managers? And I would negotiate like, well, then you're going to give me a raise. I won't turn your manager. Yeah. You know, like be smart about it.
Yeah, right.
And they would always tell me no. And so I had to be okay with what God had given us. And, you know, I have to tell you, I never lacked. We never once lacked. We didn't have a lot, but we didn't lack.
Yeah.
We weren't lacking for money. Like, I was able to bless other people in college.
Yeah.
I remember giving my brother a whole bunch of money thinking that he was so poor. And then I found checks under his bed that mom and dad had been giving him. And this was his savings. This is the way he was doing
savings.
So he
was play money, huh?
That is not the right way to manage money. He was like 18 years old.
Yeah, right.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we were always finding ways to be generous, even when we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
We bought turkeys for people on Thanksgiving and brought them to their house. I walked into their house. They had more food than we did. And we were like poor college students and we're giving them more food.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I was also being humbled in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Because you'll find like as you are generous to people, you actually probably have less than they do.
Yeah.
And yet God is looking at that and checking your heart. Mm-hmm. Because I believe money is not actually an issue of like wealth.
Yeah.
I think God is watching the heart. Mm-hmm. It's a heart issue and it's a faith issue.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to get in faith. I had to learn, and I still do this every day.
Yeah.
What's the need? What's the need at the church? What do we need?
Yeah.
What do we need here? Okay, I gotta pray for that then.
Yeah.
You know, I'll fast.
Put
I'll
the
pray.
Needs on the table.
Put the need, lay it out.
Yeah.
God, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Because if you don't answer this, then you must not want this. So mm-hmm. then what do we need to change?
Yeah.
What is it that I need to look at? I'm even talking about to God about like, what are some new ways that I can be creative? Because I have kids in college and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not going to be able to keep up with this.
Right.
Like, and the Lord, I'm like, Lord, side business. What do you got going?
Yeah.
Right. Like, cause I don't want the church to be
our
only means of income. We're always looking for ways to make money on the side. And so like that is just putting your hands mm-hmm. to the plow. That's gifts and callings. God puts these things in us.
Mm-hmm.
A lazy man doesn't eat.
Yep.
The Proverbs talks about that, right? So like always be moving, always be trying to find ways to do things and be creative because God is creative.
Yep.
And so we call people, oh, well, they're just so rich.
Yeah.
They're just, well, you don't know the price that they paid to get there.
Yeah.
Like you don't know the hard work and the principles that they worked under that you weren't willing to work under.
Yeah.
Like you just want it to be handed to you, but that's not the way things work in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
God makes us work for things.
Well, there's always a price. There's a price that's paid. Some of it is visible. Yep. Some isn't.
Most
and I think
is not.
Sometimes people see that, they don't, most people don't see the price that people pay.
Most people are not. I remember with my dad and my mom, they built this church, but my dad was always a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is still a businesswoman to this day.
Right.
Dad is gone. He's gone home to be with the Lord. But as you know, people have made horrible videos. Don't go look them up because then you just promote them. But They're lies. Mm-hmm. They're literally lies.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid sleeping in houses with no walls and sleeping bags on floors that were just like those, you know, plywood floors, because my parents were flipping houses when it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Like when people weren't doing
it's called house hacking now. And there's like all kinds of,
yeah, they should have had a show like, cause they flipped houses. This is what we did.
Yeah.
In order to keep this house going, this church. So he worked really hard to pay the employees of this church, because the tithes and offerings weren't paying the employees of the church, but his business was. And so I think that's the beautiful thing. You know, people can say whatever they want, but God sees all that. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter how people judge. God knew. And I have to tell you, this day, my parents are still the most generous people I know. They still walk in the principles of wealth, and I would call them rich.
Yeah.
They are rich in Christ, rich in faith, rich in God's goodness. My dad is probably dancing on streets of gold. Yeah. You know, he has crowns in heaven that nobody even understands, because I know that man and the sacrifices and the love that he had for people, and it was bigger to him. And so I think if we could learn anything from these things that Pastor Dan is teaching, from money, money can be a mammon. I love how he talked about mammon, right? Can we talk about that spirit? Because you hear it in rap songs. You hear it in, I mean, back in my day.
We all
rapped about money, right? Like,
spinner wheels.
I don't know what they rap about now, because I don't listen to it. But like back in the day, it was always about money. Right? And so like, and sex and drugs and everything else. But money was a big topic. And money is always something people are looking for more of. Right? Yep. They're always looking to get it. They'll actually... Have you seen these shows? You know, we used to watch Survivor, right? Yeah, like we used to actually, they'd have to survive like in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Like now it's like survive people so you can win $1 million. Like they're going to lie about each other.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Right? The winning shows, you used to have to like go. Yeah. Now you just have to be able to navigate. Wow. That, I hadn't thought about
Scary, right?
Yeah.
So like now it's like, how deep can you cut and how much can you lie and get away with? Yeah. And then you'll win $1 million. Yeah. It's so sad.
Yeah.
This is not kingdom. This is not how the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God still works in service, in generosity, in faith. Like, God, I don't have it, but you're telling me to give it. So God, you're going to have to pay the bill if I give this, right? Like if I give this to the church, if I give this to people on the street, I don't have enough then to pay my bill, but God, you're going to, I trust you so much that you're going to pay the bill.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? He always pays the bill.
Well, let me ask you, a thought comes to mind, because I don't think people have a challenge. Because if you came to someone and said, hey, because there's social media accounts, there's YouTube, like you see, hey, I'm going to teach you to do this, this, and this, and you're going to get rich.
Yeah.
People are locked in and they'll do what you say. Whereas if you say, hey, I'm going to teach you to do this and you're going to be blessed. Like, what do you feel like the main hang up is? Because rich and blessed are two different things.
They are.
And I would see richness can vanish. Being blessed is not the same. And being blessed is like you got there different, because you can get rich overnight. Blessing oftentimes takes a process. So you can't just clear out someone's blessing, whereas you can clear out someone's bank account.
Right.
Right? You can, someone could just go from
you can't take rich, my blessing.
Yeah,
from
like
me.
Exactly. Like whereas one's not taken away, but yet we struggle with listening to principles or values that will get you blessed. But I'll pay money to go listen to a seminar of someone telling me how to get money in my account.
I mean, how many times do we see it? Like people tell us how poor they are, right? But they're at that concert that is a $500 ticket.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to go see that Lakers game or that Dodgers game.
The Knicks tickets to game three, they were, people were saying how much they were, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 for a 3-hour event.
Yeah. That, you know, you can't do anything with for the rest of your life.
Nope.
And so I think a person who's blessed understands who God is. I think they understand the heart of God. And this is key. You know, I would tell anybody this. Do you, have you cultivated your relationship with God like you cultivate your relationship with your children or with your husband? If people are telling me, well, I don't really have a good relationship with my husband, or I don't have a good relationship with my children, and I didn't have one with my parents, I don't know how to do this, then that can be a learned thing in the kingdom, right? You can learn how to have good relationships, because God is the ultimate relationship. He died for us. Like, he gave everything for us. And so, and he teaches us how to love each other. He teaches us how to be long-suffering with each other. He teaches us how to be kind and other fruits of the Spirit. Same thing goes with money. God is not going to teach us how to love each other, how to have a relationship with people, and then not teach us how to be blessed. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom of three. I'm not going to tell my children, hey guys, like, you're my kid and I don't want you blessed.
Right.
Right. Like, let's just use my daughter for an example. If she brings home somebody who mm-hmm. is like a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
He has no drive in life.
Right.
He's not going to take her anywhere in life.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be a husband according to the word of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be the mama.
Yeah.
That's going to be like, hey, I'm going to be like, hey, this is not going to lead you to a blessed life. Because he can't see God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need somebody who sees God, who yeah. cultivated a relationship with God. Yeah. And my daughter will listen to me.
Yeah.
And then she'll go and pray about it herself. Yeah. And then she'll make her decision, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because we have a relationship.
Yeah.
What does that lead her to? A blessed life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says if you honor your parents, right? If you,
yeah.
That you will be blessed. You yeah. will live a long, full life. There are promises and principles in the Word of God about
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
And money is the same.
Well, I think that same example you gave, whether they had $0 in the bank or they were a trust fund baby, you would have the same caution.
Same caution.
Because they could be rich but not have those things like, oh, you might have money, but you won't be blessed.
Right.
You want yeah. them to be blessed more than you want them to have full bank accounts. And I think
they're empty.
When you understand that concept that I would rather be blessed
mm-hmm.
and have God's favor
yeah.
than have money in the account
yeah.
is just because.
Let's talk about blessed.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about the blessed
yes.
life.
Yeah. Make the definition.
Right? Psalms 128.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I want to be blessed, that means that blessed is a Christian word.
Yeah.
Blessed is a biblical word. Blessed, the world uses it, and you'll
yeah.
hear them in the Midwest.
Yeah.
They'll be, oh, bless your heart.
Yeah,
they're really
yeah.
saying, you're so stupid. And so that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about blessed.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in the kingdom? That means that God wants us to succeed. That means that if I'm blessed, I'm under the covering mm-hmm. of what God has
yeah.
for me. If I'm blessed, I'm walking in the promises and the gifts of God. That's
yeah.
humongous.
Yeah.
If I'm blessed, that means that I'm favored.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm blessed, that means there's going to be open doors. If I'm blessed, that means that with my children, my marriage, my being single, with going to school,
yeah.
with whatever part of life I'm finding myself in, I can know that whatever season I'm in, I can be blessed in that season.
Yeah.
Now, being blessed doesn't mean the season won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Being blessed, you'll be blessed in a hard season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is where I think people get off.
Right. Because they're thinking it's not looking how they thought it mm-hmm. was.
Well,
right.
I don't feel blessed. I'm
yeah.
struggling in my finances
yeah.
and
yeah.
I'm a tither. Well,
yeah.
keep tithing
mm-hmm.
and trust God.
Yeah.
And believe God for the impossible because it doesn't always just come right away.
Mm-hmm.
It comes when God says it's right,
yeah.
the right timing. Because what character is being produced in you
yeah.
in the waiting, in the patience, in the resting in God.
Yeah.
Maybe God's trying to teach you how to rest in the chaos
mm-hmm.
of it.
Yeah.
You know, and Dan and I just went on a trip and I didn't know how we were going to have this trip. This was like a trip for us, like 25 years we have been waiting for this
mm-hmm.
trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my dream trip.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Italy, so I'm announcing it. We went to Italy.
Yeah.
and I've always wanted to go to Italy. I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad was Italian. My grandfather was an immigrant from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always wanted to like see that side of my family.
Yeah.
The next place I want to go is Sweden because
yeah.
my mom and
yeah.
my whole family's from
yeah.
Sweden. But so I'm half, you know, Italian on that side. And when we finally got to go, I was worried. I was worried about finances, guys. Like, I didn't know how we were going to make it. I didn't know how we would keep paying the bills here and then be able to do it. But we've been stewards for a very long
yeah.
time. We're good savers, but we also save a lot of points for things.
Yeah.
Like, we do a lot of, like, things on purpose
yeah.
now so that one day, maybe when we need it,
yep.
we'll have it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, and then God blessed us. People
mm-hmm.
gifted us things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh my gosh, I felt weird receiving the gift,
yeah.
but it was a blessing. It
yeah.
totally helped us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a gift. So, you know, I think like God does all of that because
yeah.
he knows the desires of our hearts and he does want us to enjoy life. That was the most pivotal, most life-changing trip I've ever had.
Yeah.
I did not know I was going to go through the Gentile church and I
yeah.
was going to have this deeply spiritual experience
yeah.
that I was just thinking, I'm going to Italy,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, but I had this deep spiritual experience. What is that? Is that because I'm rich? No, that's because I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
God somehow made that happen and
yeah.
I'm not coming back with debt and neither is anybody else.
Yeah.
Like God paid that thing to the fullest. And it's crazy. And I'm still sitting there like, wow, that was life changing. I got what God was depositing, mm-hmm. and yet I'm not struggling to pay my bills this month.
Yeah, yeah.
Only God can do that, guys. Like, what is it you can believe God for? It may not be in your timing. We had to wait 25 years. So it may not be in your timing. Yeah. So be okay with that, you know, and be happy with where you're at. But one day, what if God wants to do it at the right time? God knew Dan and I needed that. Mm-hmm. We needed this spiritual deep experience. Yeah. These lessons are going to come out of our teaching and preaching. And while I was on the plane, I think finances can be this way. I'll tell the story. You already know because I've said it to you, but there was turbulence mm-hmm. and I was supposed to be sleeping because Dan's telling me I should sleep. I don't sleep very well. So he's like, you need to sleep right now or you're going to be really messed up when you get there. And I'm like, I don't know how to sleep. So I'm like trying to sleep. I'm closing my eyes. I'm trying to like, Jess, just don't think about it. Just go to sleep. And the plane just starts dipping. And I mean like dipping. Like the turbulence scared me. I've never been through turbulence like that before. I grabbed Dan's hand. I probably put fingernail marks in his hand. And he was like, it's okay. And I'm like, oh my gosh. We're over the ocean. Yeah. Like we're going to die. Like, and in my head, if I'm honest, I'm like, Lord, tell my kids I love them. Like, I'm just like totally there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And so I did not rest. I'm praying in tongues, Pastor Antonio. I'm praying for everything that like, Lord, if I'm gone, this is what I'm asking that you do for the Rock and for the people of the Inland Empire. Like I'm praying these crazy prayers. And so finally the turbulence stops. And I felt like the Lord was fun with me. He was like, so are you better now? I heard him say that to me and I'm like, okay, sorry. And he goes, you did not trust me through that ride. And I went, no, I did. I knew you had me. And he goes, no, you did not. You complained the whole time the turbulence was happening. And I was like, oh, forgive me, God. I did. And he goes, when life gets hard, when things come at you, finances aren't the way they should be for the church, or finances aren't the way they should be for home, or you don't know how you're going to pay the kids' college, or you don't know how you're going to, you know, buy Titus another pair of shoes because his feet grow so fast or, you know, all the things, right? Like we all have our own things. You do not stop complaining. And I was like, ooh, forgive me, Lord. And he's like, you need to learn to sleep in the middle of the turbulence because I'm so in control.
Yeah,
I'm in control of your finances. I'm in control of the kids' futures. I'm in control of the marriage. I'm in control of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. It's my church. These are my people. And I was like, yes, God, I know. I know. And I think we know. Mm-hmm. I think we Christians know this, but our natural flesh wants to worry.
Yeah,
it wants to fear. You got to get off the internet. Because if that's going to feed the fear and feed the worry, you're not going to be in faith. You're not going to walk in your blessing. You're going to walk in fear.
Right.
You're not going to walk in favor. You're going to walk in dread.
Yeah.
And you're going to actually, we find ourselves pushing away favor.
Yeah.
Like God is opening doors and we're going, no. Mm-hmm. I'm undeserving.
Right, right.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
What
if
God has actually given you that open door? Walk through it.
So how do we posture ourselves to receive, to be blessed and then to walk in it, right? Because it's one thing and there's an open door, but something often can keep us from walking in favor or walking in blessing for that reason that
I
you said.
I think it's that close relationship with Christ that I talked about. When you know who he is, when you know his character, and that I can have that real conversation on that airplane and he can tell me the truth and I'm not mad, but I'm like, you're right. Mm-hmm. I need to change.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a whole week I think we were gone 2 weeks. I don't even know how long it was. And I mean, one day after another, I mean, we walked 7 to 10 miles a day.
Wow.
There was never downtime. If you don't know Pastor Dan, I know he's chill, but that dude does not
stop. But he likes
it,
So
like, we did everything. We saw everything. We experienced everything. And it was wonderful. But I was tired. And so like coming back on the airplane, we hit the same spot again.
Yeah.
And boy, did that turbulence hit again. And do you know what happened? I slept. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even worry about it. And when I woke up, the Lord goes, now, there you go. I heard him say that to me. There you go. And I'm like, I knew you had me. And he goes, that's how I need you to start living when you get home.
Mm.
Because it's going to come back and all the pressures are going to come back and all the weights are going to come back. But you need to remember sleeping on the airplane. And I'll tell you, it has happened. And I find my, I'll close my eyes and I remember laying like, okay, I'm sleeping, you know, and God's got this.
Yeah.
Guys, God's got this. Your finances will always be up mm-hmm. and down. Yeah. And believing God for something and yeah. do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't afford not to tithe because I don't want to rob God ever.
Yeah. Right.
Everything I have, he owns all the donuts, mm-hmm. if you've heard yeah. Dan's message. Yeah. All of it's his. Nothing mm-hmm. is mine.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I get to have anything. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful to have this beautiful church and these wonderful people that we get to serve and be there for. I'm grateful that, okay, so we have a hard time in finances. Yeah. I'm grateful I get to be in faith for the finances, yeah. Yeah. right? Like, cause then I'm stirring my faith up and I yeah. got, okay, God, let's see you move again. Cause yeah. I can't make this happen, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
How about like, rich. Okay, God, I would like to be a little rich so I can fix things.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rich so I can be rich.
Yeah.
And I think that's the heart motivation. You got to watch your heart motivation. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be rich so that other people see all of your wealth?
Right.
Or do you want to be rich for the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
When I yeah. hear businessmen say to me, no, I want to be rich so I can fund the ministry, so I can help missionaries, so mm-hmm. I can, you know, help my church pay things yeah. like... We have a beautiful business group here yeah. and they're like, what do you need? What, yeah. what's your need next? I'm starting yeah. to make my list
yeah. Yeah.
because I think when we partner and we do things for the kingdom, God blesses that favor opens up and it's yeah. blessing. Yeah. Right. And we become an inner community mm-hmm. that God always wanted us to be.
Right.
We need each other.
Yes.
When you're good, I'm good. When mm-hmm. you're not good, I'm not yeah. good because right. I want you to be good.
Right.
And that, I think that's the same with God. God wants us to be good. He wants us to be blessed. He mm-hmm. wants us to succeed.
Yeah.
He wants the favor of God to move in our lives. He wants God's richness. Yeah. And when I talk about richness, sometimes it will come with money yeah. and sometimes it doesn't. But a man who has many children and maybe doesn't have a lot of money, how is one that has a lot of money and no children, which one's more rich?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we gauging richness yeah. off of?
Right.
So I think we need to be wise about when we speak and what we're talking about. Because if we're Christians, we yeah. need to understand kingdom principles.
Yeah.
And that's what this message is about. That's what finances are about. Because I can look at the world and do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm not going to have the favor of God on it.
Right.
I need God's hand on it.
Yeah.
I need God's favor on yeah. it. And it won't be easy. It's going to be hard work.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get in faith.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to trust God. I'm going to have to believe God for impossible things, and I'm going to have to be patient in the waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, it'd be nice if we could just say, hey, just give, and you won't miss.
Yeah.
You won't miss, you know, because we, you know, yeah. the prayer is, hey, help this 90 to spend like more than 100.
Yeah.
And there are testimonies of that happening.
Totally.
But there are also the testimonies of feeling it, right? Yeah. Of meaning like, because then you can actually say, oh, if I would not have given that, then I would have had enough. But there are going to be things and times that we don't feel it. But we're not understanding the sowing principle that goes into that.
I don't even
that.
Let my brain go there.
Right. Well, and so someone's starting off.
It's a training, though, to not go there.
And I think yeah. I was having the conversation with Pastor Dan. I was like, I recognize that we're in a privileged position. I was raised in a Christian home. You were raised mm-hmm. in a Christian home. He talks about how mm-hmm. he just knew from his first job, I'm mm-hmm. going to tithe.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had to process. You know, when I was 15, I'm fortunate. I didn't have to think about home right. bills.
But that's training up all a child my money, in the way
yeah,
they should
all
go.
My money was yeah. mine. And I understood my so, oh, how much was your paycheck? Okay, so make sure you're mm-hmm. giving this.
Yes.
And so what that helped me to do was never think about, so then regardless of what the paycheck was, it went this way. And I think right. one of the cool testimonies I've shared is like, oh my gosh, when I got our giving statement last year, it was almost the same as my first year's salary.
Oh, that's cool.
Like salary, Pastor.
That's awesome.
Annual salary we got to give away. And it's just like those kind of things are these amazing testimonies of what God can do. Only God can do.
Only.
And you can't tell me, you'll never convince me I'm not blessed.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I never went without anything.
But life is hard though.
Yeah.
You're still going through it, right? Oh, yeah. Believing God for
absolutely.
Impossible things.
Absolutely.
But you're blessed.
Right.
Do you not feel blessed? It's not a feeling,
it's
right?
It's not
a knowing.
Feeling. And that's a perfect way to put it. Because
it's annoying.
If we go off of the feeling of it, then I have to go. What happens? Feelings go down.
Yeah.
You have to go get it now.
Yeah.
Where if you just know.
Yeah.
Because feelings are just, they're bad. What is it? What's the quote? They're bad dictators, right? Like they, feelings, because they can fluctuate. If we're based on that, then we won't find success.
And people spend money based off how they feel.
Yes.
So if we can learn some really good disciplines in our lives that like, I'm not going to, because, you know, like people will eat when they're stressed, mm-hmm, right? Like people spend money when they're stressed.
Right. Yeah.
And then they find themselves in debt and they're like, and you're like, what? Well, why are you so in debt? Well, I've been really stressful, you know. So instead of that,
it's like binge spending instead of binge eating. Spending,
like, why don't you go and get in your word and go and like do the opposite of what you think you should be doing?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Like, and I think like God is just so faithful to us and he's patient with us. Mm-hmm. Thank God for that.
Yeah, amen.
Thank God that he, the fruit from our trees, right? We'll know Christians and our fruit by what we bear, right?
Yeah.
But it takes a while for that fruit to produce. Yeah. And God is patient with us while it does. And so if you're not there yet, you're going to get there. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Trust God with the hard things. Be patient in the wait.
Mm-hmm.
Do what God tells you to do. If God's saying tithe, then tithe.
Yeah.
Trust him with that 10%. I promise you that 90%.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you. Right. I've never lacked.
Yes.
When I look back, I go,
yeah.
Even I was eating top ramen and that was good top ramen. Mm-hmm. Like I was like happy and I never lacked, you know? And so God was so faithful. And now I'm looking at like, okay, God, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Now I can go there with him in those conversations because I had to go through the hard things then. Yeah. I can now go through new hard things now.
Yep.
Because I think this life is going through things. I don't think you'll ever not go through things.
Right. No, you're right. You're right, Pastor.
So blessed is being in that steady state of rest while the turbulence is coming at you, but you know, you don't feel, you know that you're blessed.
So there we go, guys. I mean, don't chase riches. Go after being a blessed person.
Yeah.
Pastor Jess, you want to either share a closing thought or a prayer as we end our episode and conversation today?
Listen, life's hard, but with God, life is blessed, even when it's hard and when it's good. And so stay in the game. Stay in the fight.
Yeah.
It's a good fight of faith. Mm-hmm. God says it's a good fight of faith. It's, you know, in the Bible, it's an oxymoron. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, but that's how God is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always going to look like what the world says. So stay in the fight, stay in the faith, stay faithful, and watch God be faithful to you.
That's good.
You know, and live a blessed life. Amen. I pray God's blessings over them.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much. Comment, like, share, subscribe. I know there was so many good nuggets today. We love you guys. Talk to you next time.